have been reserved for the king's pleasure. Therefore, the king's portion is reserved for you. A prepared position awaits you with the King of Kings sitting at the head of the table. He desires that you sup with him in the presence of your enemies. By accepting his personal invitation, your needs are met, the desires of your heart fulfilled, and to top it off, you will receive the exceeding abundant above all you can ask for or even think of. Imagine that. The more you understand the king's heart, without a shadow of a doubt, you will begin to make more room for heaven's treasures.
Welcome to King's Portion. This is Catherine Joy Foster, and the theme of our program today is there is no exclusions in all things. We're going to look in several scriptures from the King James Version, Mark, the 9th chapter, and the 23rd verse. It says, Jesus said unto him, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believes. So that means that there's nothing that is excluded in all things. In Mark 10:27, it says, and Jesus looking upon them saith, with man it is impossible, but not with God. For with God all things are possible. So we can get the heaven-born possibilities out of impossibilities. And then Mark the 13th chapter 23rd verse says, but take heed, behold, I have foretold you all things. That means Jesus never left anything out. And then in Mark the 14th chapter, the 36th verse says, and he said, Abba, Father, all things are possible unto thee. Take away this cup from me. Nevertheless, not what I will, but what thou wilt. So even in the midst of his trials and tribulations, Jesus says, I know that you can do the impossible, but I know what my assignment is, and I'm going to complete it because that is your will. So we're saying that no exclusions in all things. You want to think about this. Refrain from writing off your losses. Always give God the right of way to reframe them so you can see the beauty in the ashes. And then recover all. I'll be right back after this message from our sponsor. Plan to stay tuned for the entire program today.
The Catherine Joy Foster Music Ministries is a 21st century multimedia marketplace ministry. In your discovery, you will find the power of God present to go where you are, to take you where Jesus is, raising you up, repairing you, restoring you, so that you can be as Jesus is in this world. Now available for workshops, banquets, conferences, webinars, concerts, prayer meetings. You can call area code 216-486-8615, extension 1. Again, that's area code 216-486-8615. Extension 1. Proud to be an advertiser for King's Portion Web Radio.
Welcome back to King's Portion, where the theme of our program again is no exclusion in all things. We must learn to refrain from writing off our losses and always give God the right of way to reframe them so that we can see the beauty in the ashes, and then recover all. We said first that there is heaven-born possibility that God wants to get to you and I. And now he wants to show us how our conduct and our character will bring us all things. We're going to first look in 1 Peter, the 4th chapter and the 8th verse. And it says, and above all things, have fervent charity among yourselves, for charity shall cover the multitude of sins. And then in 1 Corinthians, the 13th chapter and the 7th verse says that love beareth all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things, endure all things. So it's letting us know that when the love of God is perfected in us, then we can do all things through Christ that strengthens us. Let's also look at 1 Corinthians, the 9th chapter, the 26th verse. And it says, everyone that striveth for the mastery is temperate in all things. Now they do it to obtain a corruptible crown, but we an incorruptible. So saying that we are tempered at the time that the enemy will try to tamper with us, but we will overcome because we are more than conquerors. And then one last verse we want to read from Ephesians, the 5th chapter and the 20th verse. And it reads, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. So it's saying we should have a posture of thanksgiving all the time, no matter what's going on, if it's the good things, it's the bad things, it's the ugly things, or even the really ugly things, that we can find something to give God praise and give God thanksgiving. Recently, some things happened to me, and I wanted to really know the truth above having my own selfish desires being met. And I said, thank you, God, because I asked you that everything that would be concealed would be revealed so that I would not walk in the dark anymore regarding the situation. And he let me know at the timing that I want to know so that I can have that truth that gave me freedom. And that's showing us that let's get radical about having the truth of God in our life so that he will get the praise out of it all and get praise and thanksgiving in all things. On our program today, you're going to enjoy the music of Lafayette Carthen and Faith. So let's hear them as they sing, Let's Get Radical.
Come on, come on.
Let's get radical.
Let's get radical. Give it up and let yourself go.
visit us on the web at blog.kingsportionlive.com. That's blog.kingsportionlive.com. Welcome back to King's Portion, where the theme of our program is, there is no exclusion in all things. We said this, refrain from writing off your losses. Always give God the right of way to reframe them so you can see the beauty in the ashes. And then recover all. 2 Corinthians, the 9th chapter and the 8th verse. And it says, God is able to make all grace abound towards you, that ye, always having all sufficiency in all things, may abound to every good work. That is God's influence on your influence to make sure that there is nothing missing, lacking, or broken in your life. Knowing this, then, we can do what He desires us to do, and we can do it in the way He desires us to do them. We can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. So let's look in 1 Peter, the 4th chapter, 11th verse, and it says, if any man speak, let him speak as the oracles of God. If any man minister, let him do it as of the ability which God gives, that God in all things may be glorified through Jesus Christ, to whom be praise and dominion forever and ever. Amen. It's showing us that we can have the confidence in doing all things, even if we have, or even when we have, a platform for God. And whether that platform is formal or informal, that we can be the mouthpiece for God to bring about deliverance for us or for others, where God will be the one who will get the glory through Jesus Christ. I'll be right back after this message from my sponsor. Plan to stay tuned for the entire program today.
I was just standing there, basking in the sun, and all of a sudden, I was soaking wet. There wasn't a sign in the sky, so I was unprepared without an umbrella. But in the end, it just didn't matter. I loved every minute of it. I knew I was living under open heavens. It really does give new meaning to being overtaken by blessing. Not a dry spot. This is Fran the Fan of HDOR. Uh-oh, here comes the rain again.